This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lewobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. MUT has been preparing for the institutional quality audit since the beginning of the year, and the wait is almost over, and MUT is ready to showcase its quality. The university's extended leadership met at Elangeni Hotel for the quality management system and audit preparation workshop to go through various aspects of the audit that MUT will be responding to during the 2022 IQA. Led by the Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor in Teaching and Learning, Dr. Manene Magua, the workshop featured presentations, and the second batch of presentation focused on the actual standards that MUT responded to in its self-evaluation report. Dr. Pekan Changase, Acting Dean of Management Sciences, led discussions on focus area 1, governance, strategic planning, management and leadership support for the core academic functions. The auditors from the Council on Higher Education will visit MUT starting today until Friday to conduct the audit, and in addition to interviewing staff members, they will also interview students. In other news, the Democratic Alliance says it will not rest in its pursuit to pressure Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana and hold him to account for dismissing the plight of South African households. In his response to a DA parliamentary question, the minister confirmed that he has zero intention of convening a panel that would analyse the expansion of the zero value added tax-rated food basket. The DA's Dion Georgia says the party proposes that government drops VAT on more food items commonly purchased by the poorest 50% of the households.
The Minister of Finance said that if I requested it, he would ask an expert panel to consider the DA's proposal on expanding the zero-rated food basket. In response to a question I subsequently put, he said that he wouldn't do it. So the Minister has misled Parliament to believe that he would do that, and he has not done what he said he would do.
And finally, Anati has been described as South Africa's very own Frank Ocean, and he cuts an elusive public figure. He takes his time with his music, and when he does eventually release, the quality is indisputable. After finally popping out publicly in recent weeks after a lengthy period out of the limelight, the miracle 29-year-old musician is officially back with a new single just in time for the summer. Entitled Amadlozi, the single marks his first release since 2018's paradigm-shifting Summer Award-winning album, Yeza. And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag Idols SA, hashtag RIP Dinky Bliss, and hashtag Boom Shat.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.